Welcome back. This is Real News with Rick Elson on News Talk 1370 WCOA. Big story last week, one that's got everyone finally thinking about the bridge may be completed in our lifetime. It seems like it's been forever. Of course, it's named after General Daniel Chappie James Jr. There is a foundation that is working hard to create a memorial plaza, and the man in charge of it is Chris Doseph, and we've got him on the line now. Chris, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rick, and thank you very much for having me.
Tell us what the plans are for the plaza. You and I had a phone conversation last week, and I think it's a lot more detailed than people think than just a statue, but even the statue is going to be remarkable. So fill our listeners in on that.
Well, let me paint a picture for folks. Imagine yourself driving across the bridge from Gulf Breeze, heading north towards that 17th Avenue intersection. So you're in your vehicle, and as you're heading north, you're going to see a giant American flag. And what distinguishes this situation, or this portion, or this part of the element of the plaza, is that American flag in the past, as you drove into Pensacola, you would notice as you turned onto Gregory Street, there were five flags or five individual flags representing, you know,
right,
the United States, the Confederacy, Spain, England, and France. And so in time, we were always known as the City of Five Flags. But from this point forward, people will be entering the city, and they will see a giant and beautiful American flag, knowing that we all have loyalty and love and respect that flag and the country it represents, the United States of America. From that point, your eyes will be drawn to that location, and you'll see General James standing boldly, helmet in hand, as if though he just stepped out of an F-4 Phantom. And that F-4 Phantom will then be behind him, pitched at an angle so that as you drive into town, it'll look as though that aircraft is joining on you. That is what we've proposed, and that's what we're shooting to provide the city. And I'll tell you, this will be a unique entry. No other city in Florida will have anything like it, and it'll be memorable. And we believe that this will be the gem and the linchpin to the entire redevelopment of that bayfront area, so that it's all interconnected and people can enjoy the waterway and they can enjoy that coastal front. Like many other cities have developed their waterways or their bayfront and or lakefront areas. And we're looking very much forward to having this thing occur soon, start soon. And we have a date in mind, and that's as for completion and dedication. And that's September 18th, 2022, the 75th anniversary of the United States Air Force.
So we've got a year to do it. You're listening to Chris Doseph. He's the chairman of the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial Foundation. So to get the statue that high, you're going to have to build up that area some, aren't you?
That's correct. The current area sits anywhere from 4 to 5 feet above sea level. So it's presented some unique challenges. But I got to tell you, I'm very pleased with the engineering team we've assembled. They're great engineers. They've done a lot of work in the community. They're doing this pro bono for us. Just incredibly gracious and incredibly supportive of our efforts. Our lead engineer is Joe DeRille from JDA Structures. And we've been working on this probably now for the last, let's say, 6 months or so. Because, as you know, right, between COVID and then Hurricane Sally, you're hard pressed to focus people's attention onto other things, especially in light of all the damage that occurred to the bridge because of Hurricane Sally. So I think we're getting to that point where we're beyond that. People see progress. They're traveling across the first span, and I think that the March 2022, March-April time frame is a realistic time frame for completion. And we're looking very much forward to then getting in there and adding our elements to a plaza that we think needs to be raised at a very minimum 10 feet further up, so that as you come across that bridge, the bridge portion is somewhat level, and then as you approach the flyover, it starts to raise up again. So that we're looking so that as you're coming into the flyover, you're already sort of past the proposed plaza site. But up until that point in time, we want to make sure that the general standing on this pedestal is at least at your eye level so that he's greeting you. And if you've ever been to Reagan National Airport, you know, there you have President Reagan, you know, with a smile on his face, greeting everybody that comes into the airport there in departures.
Right.
And we're sort of looking at that as an inspiration as to, you know, we would like people to be greeted by our hometown hero, General James. And that's pretty much it.
What's the budget look like for this project? Have you been able to pull those numbers together?
Yes, we have. We have, right, there's certain elements to the budget. There's the element of, let's just say, the hardscape of the plaza that includes the three elements, the statue on pedestal, the aircraft, and the flagpole. That hovers right at about $500,000 for the hardscape. Because there's the charge for the pedestal and the statue, but then you have elements like the flagpole. An 80-foot flagpole requires about 5 yards, cubic yards, of cement to hold that in place because of the storm ratings that we're pursuing. And then the aircraft, that number is somewhat variable depending on whether or not we can convince the Secretary of the Air Force to provide us the aircraft and prepare it. For mounting. If for whatever reason that doesn't happen, then there are some expenses incurred in, say, preparing an aircraft to remove any, say, corrosion, so that whether we paint it or we wrap it, it's preserved for as long a period of time to minimize future maintenance costs. Then you have, say, the more softscape number, and that softscape number includes, say, the preparation of the area where we're proposing to raise this element, plaza, and whatever other landscaping. And that, what we're doing right now is we are communicating and meeting with FDOT and their personnel that are assigned to completing the landscape plan for that area. At this moment, there is no definitive plan, but we're working with the city, of Pensacola, Mayor Grover Robinson, and the city council to dovetail our plan into the overall scheme. So that, again, those numbers, if in most instances around the country, when the city owns the property that a monument is put on, the city and or the other agencies, that work is typically given to brought into the, and say, into the budget, because they've already got money specifically set aside for that work.
So what's that dollar number are y'all looking at overall?
We budgeted overall between $900,000 and $1 million for project.
Okay, and then so have y'all begun the try? I know you've gone to the city council and you've gone to the county, roughly. How much commitment have you got out of local government, and then when will you start the private fundraising?
We received $250,000 from the city council, and I want to thank all those that voted for that effort. Jared Moore is the president, the current president of the city council, and Kenyatta Broughton and Ann Hill and Delarian Wiggins. You know, these folks were very instrumental in helping us, guiding us through the process, and Sherry Myers. We're happy that they were there to assist us through this, and Jennifer also, I'm sorry. And what we're hoping to do now is secure another $100,000 from the county. Mm-hmm. And they had their first budget workshop yesterday, and I think there's a couple more meetings planned here in the near future within the next few weeks. So we'll see where we go with that. But as far as our private fundraising, it all sort of kicks off with the reception of a maquette. A maquette is basically a model. We're anticipating a model from our sculptor at the end of this month that would allow us then to showcase what the statue will look like. And this way and with the buy-in of the municipality, now we have credentials, you know. So when we show up to anybody and ask for those funds, the first thing that they'll ask is, well, where's the local community on this project? Are they supportive? And our answer is definitive now. Yes, not only are they supportive, but they've contributed $250,000 in the case of the city to in that effort. And so it makes it a much easier sell. And so we're going to start that fundraising right at, say, October 1, right after we get the maquette, and we can start scheduling meetings and or opportunities to solicit those support from local area corporations, individuals, and whomever. We're in the process of completing our website so that people can make donations online. And at the same time, we'll go through the normal iterations of fundraising, whether it's through letters, emails, social media. But, you know, that we really truly did need a local area municipal commitment. And now that we've got it, we're very thankful and very, very motivated to complete or to start our fundraising efforts.
Okay. Chris, thank you so much for coming on. I'll put the link to the website. We'll get this podcast up, and I wish you all the luck in raising the
Thank you very much. I appreciate
all
it, Rick.
Right.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care. All right. We are News Talk, 1370 WCOA, Real News with Rick Outson. When we come back, we'll have Sam Geisler talking about Skanska's shenanigans.